Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A 4-year-old boy has died after drowning in a neighbor's swimming pool Wednesday evening in Bridgeport. According to Chief Lee Henniger, officers responded about 7 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday to County Road 75. They'd received reports of a child in an above-ground pool. Chief Henniger said the child apparently wandered away from his home before somehow reaching the neighbor's property, where he was later found in the pool. The pool located several houses away from the child's residence. The child was pronounced dead following the incident. Police say the drowning appears to be a tragic accident. No charges are expected. Authorities have not released the child's identity. That investigation is ongoing. Drivers in the area should plan ahead for several road construction projects over the coming days. In Marion County, utility work on I-24 will require law enforcement-assisted rolling roadblocks between the 161 and 167 mile markers coming up on Sunday morning from 6 until 9. Drivers should expect brief delays and be prepared to stop. Meanwhile, nighttime resurfacing also continues on the interstate between mile markers 152 and 156. Single lane closures are expected Sunday through Thursday nights from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's next week. Elsewhere in Marion County, drivers should expect flagger-controlled lane closures through South Pittsburgh and on State Route 283 toward the Sequatchie County line. Highway 108 remains reduced to one lane with temporary traffic signals while slide repair work continues there. In Hamilton County, no major closures scheduled at the 2475 interchange, although brief rolling roadblocks may occur for maintenance operations. Nightly closures continue at the Hamilton Place interchange, and the Hamilton Loop Road remains closed for construction. Coming up tonight, the U.S. 27 South Ramp Exit 2 Broad Street will be closed starting at 8 this evening until 6 o'clock this morning for crash attenuator repairs. Interstate 24 will not be affected by that work. Then coming up Tuesday of next week, motorists traveling on the Lookout Mountain Scenic Highway or State Route 148 should expect flagger-controlled lane closures between 9 and 2 during the day for utility work. TDOT reminds all drivers to slow down, stay alert, and use extra caution in all construction zones. In other news, a DeKalb County man was killed in a single vehicle crash on Wednesday afternoon on I-59. Alabama law enforcement says 79-year-old Roger Killian was driving an 04 Toyota Tacoma shortly before 4 in the afternoon when the pickup left the road, hit a ditch, and overturned. The crash happened near DeKalb County Road 483 on Interstate 59, about 5 miles north of Collinsville. Killian was pronounced dead at the scene. State troopers continue to investigate the cause of the crash. No additional information has been made available. And if you're looking for some family fun this weekend, you can join the Saturday Market Back to School Giveaway on the Trenton Square and in Veterans Park from 10 until 4 tomorrow. You can enjoy more than 45 local vendors, a free kids activity tent, music, food, and local artists. Plus, the first 100 children will receive a free backpack while supplies last. It's a day of family fun you won't want to miss. It's the Saturday Market Back to School Giveaway tomorrow from 10 until 4 at the Trenton Square and in Veterans Park. If you'd like more information, you can visit Saturday Market on their Facebook page. And after a few days off for the All-Star break, the Braves are back at it for 3 against the Texas Rangers. It marks a nice long homestand for the Braves, who'll be at Truist for every game through at least the end of next week. The Braves and the Rangers first pitch tonight, 7:15, airtime 6 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on Classic Hits KWIN. And NASCAR is in North Wilkesboro this weekend. Performance Racing Network brings us the call of the Window World 450, 6 o'clock Sunday evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your latest news update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves and NASCAR. 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.